let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
All right, Richmond, the village of yesteryear, was first settled in 1837 by William McConnell, who staked his claim to land just west of the present village on what is now Broadway Street. He spent his first night there under an oak tree, which still stands today. Richmond is a village in McHenry County, Illinois, and 44 miles southwest of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and 55 miles northwest of Chicago. Now, Anderson's Candy has been around for well over a century, still family-owned and operated. They've got the best chocolate on the planet and are really a big part of the village of Richmond. And to talk about the family legacy and the fun things happening for the rest of the summer is Katie Anderson. Katie, how are you?
Hi, I'm really well, David. Thanks for having me on the show.
You know, it's still summer, and I've said this before, that when my kids go back to school, they think summer's over. Summer actually goes through September, so I'm not going to listen to that from anybody. It's still summertime happening out there. But, you know, you've got always great year-round treats. You've got specials that you do in the summertime. It's the creamiest, sweetest chocolate I've ever had. And everything is from scratch, handmade, right?
Yes. So we were founded in 1919 in Chicago. We've been in Richmond since 1926. My great-grandparents started our shop, and it's been what we are as a brand and as a candy-making family is we use just the simplest, best ingredients we can find. So it's a special pure confectioner's grade sugar, AAA grade Madison, Wisconsin butter, bourbon Madagascar vanilla. All of our nuts and fruits we source from the best places we can find. We always try to go within the U.S., but if we need to go to Australia to find the best crystallized ginger, so that's where we get that from. But it's a commitment that we have as a family and a candy-making team that the best candy you can eat starts with the ingredients at the ingredient level. And that's our commitment as a family. And we've got 105 years worth of customers who think agreed with that.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, you know, and I know you do this today, but your dad and I used to talk about, you know, looking across the country, you know, and maybe across the world for the right ingredients for each of the candy bars. Because how many candy bars varieties do you have?
We have about 60 varieties of candies that we make. Some of them come in and out, like in summertime right now. We have our special s'more bars. Mm-hmm. So we have a handmade marshmallow that we layer in with graham cracker and chocolate, and that's for summer s'more season, of course. But we have varieties of chocolate-covered nuts, like cashew, almond, hazelnut, fruits like apricot, coconut, pineapple. And those are the ones we really source sometimes from overseas to find the very best fruits we can. Cream centers we make ourselves from scratch, marzipan, peanut butter cream, buttercream, and of course crunchy centers like mint and peppermint and cinnamon sticks. So there's if you can't find something for you in the candy case, it's not like any type of sweet. Boy, I've got all the bases covered.
You do. And I'm telling you, and I mean this sincerely, not a commercial. Ever since, you know, I've been coming to you guys, I will never buy store-bought chocolate again. I mean, fabulous stuff. Truffles are a big deal. And what are you featuring these days? Because that changes by season as well.
Yes, it does. So we're at the tail end of the summer season for truffles. So we've got cookies and cream truffle because, boy, everybody loves that flavor ice cream in the summer. So we did that in a truffle. We have our habanero truffle for those who like a little kick with their chocolate, and I still have some lemon lavender truffles as well.
Those
were our summer flavors this year. And then coming up in September, because for us, summer goes all the way through September also.
Thank you.
We have apple pie moonshine and salted caramel truffles coming up. So,
well, and we have to remember, too, even with the candy bars and the truffles, you do both milk chocolate and dark chocolate. So depending on what you prefer.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. A lot of our customers seek us out, too, because they know with our boxed chocolates, you know, traditional 1 pound of mixed nuts or assorted chocolates, a lot of companies you can only get the half and half, and then you're throwing away or trying to give away half of the box. With us, If you only want dark chocolate almonds and caramels, you can have that special pack. It's not an extra cost. We want you to love every piece that you get from our store. So if dark chocolate is your thing, everything can be dark chocolate.
Absolutely.
Or milk chocolate,
absolutely.
Either way.
Yeah. And you've got box, I would say box chocolate. There's varieties of that too that aren't necessarily made in the same stuff as the candy bars. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So we have some centers that we do just as the pieces for our boxed assortments. I have a chocolate-covered cashew and a chocolate-covered pecan brittle. Those are special for our boxes. A date and coconut piece together that we do just in our boxes. And some of our special flavored fruit creams, which we use all natural oils and colors in. A maple nut, a cherry nut. The lemon cream is one of my all-time favorites. And those we do special for our boxed assortments. And all of the chocolate also, David, is hand-dipped, which I think some people is just really special because not only is that an art form, but it allows us to have super tight control on the quality of each piece and also the thickness of the chocolate that we put on each candy bar and each piece is like double or triple what you'd normally get on like a Snickers bar at the store. No offense to Snickers. But they use enrobing machine technology where you literally can't get more chocolate around each piece or bar, and we can because we're still hand dipping.
You are,
Yep.
My older kids love the toffee too. Talk a little bit about that because that is absolutely a beeline for them.
Yes, our English toffee is legendary, and we use 7 pounds of butter in each 30-pound batch. So just think about that ratio. That's why it's so good. And the English toffee is cooked in our kitchen, and then, it's so neat. We pour it on a marble table, score it with big metal roller cutters, and then it dries, and you pick it up, and it just cracks into all the little squares. We dip that in chocolate and then toss it in ground almonds, and after it ages about a week, the butter flavors really develop. It gets this nice soft crunch, and it's like potato chips. I mean, you just can't stop once you start. It's great. It's good and bad all at once, I guess.
Well, yeah, and you also have like chocolate on a stick in different shapes and stuff for the seasons well that are really great. But you also have some vintage molds that you use throughout all the different seasons as well that date back, you know, to the turn of the century, the 1800s into the 1900s.
Yes. Oh, definitely. When my great-grandparents were starting out, they were flat broke. So all the equipment we had back in the 19-teens, 20s was used from the other big Chicago candy companies at the time. Some of those molds, the silver and tin-plated molds, we're still using today. And the shapes of them are just really special. Coming up, we have this a pumpkin and an owl that are 3D chocolate molds that we put out for fall. For summertime, we have some fun shapes, some suckers of flowers and boats and things like that. Looking ahead towards Christmas season, we have lots of different vintage Santa shapes that, you know, we can only make 50 or 70 for the season because I'm only using one metal mold over and over again.
Right.
But it's really neat to be connected to the past in that way, that you're holding and eating a chocolate figure that somebody more than 100 years ago also enjoyed. So it's just really special.
And in the Richmond store, I mean, there's all kinds of swag you can get with Anderson's candy, but you also can get salsas and pasta sauces and barbecue sauces. And then you've got a little gift shop as well. But it's also county fair season as well. And so, you know, you're right now as we speak this weekend, you're at the Kenosha County Fair.
Yes, we're at the beautiful, in Wilmot, Wisconsin, Kenosha County Fair, right on the state line. We're working hard out there. We make our mini donuts fresh to order. So you come up, you want mini donuts, it takes a minute or so, and we fry them out straight for you. They're fluffy and dusted with cinnamon and sugar, and they're just a staple of summer for us. We bring our chocolate out to the fair and sell that. It's kept cool, so it doesn't melt. And we also show off our ice cream and malt and shake making skills at the fair.
Yeah, and you got a couple other fairs after this, even.
Yes, we do. We go to the big one, in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, the Walworth County Fair. After that, that's over Labor Day weekend, and then the Sandwich Fair, which is one of the biggest county fairs in the country, in Sandwich, Illinois. Though directly, we get done on Monday from the Labor Day Monday from the Walworth, and we drive straight to sandwich, and that fair starts that next week. So we're very tired by that point. But
just in time for the holiday season. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Well, and it's only mid-August, but I got to imagine your caramel apples are right around the corner, too.
Yes, I just talked to Hafe's and Royal Oak Farm. Those are two orchards out by us. We get our caramel apples fresh picked for us every single week. We drive out to the orchard. We use whatever apples are the right flavor profile and fresh that week. We dip them in our own recipe, thick caramel, and they are the best caramel apples that anybody's ever had, I promise. And, yeah, so even though it's the tail end of summer, I'm preparing now also for that.
I love it. I love it. Well, you can stop in the Richmond or Barrington stores. On both of them are on Main Streets in their respective towns. And you can say hello to Katie and the rest of the Anderson family. Nicest people you'll ever meet. Best chocolate you'll ever have. And you can visit them at AndersonsCandyShop.com, Facebook, and more. Thanks, Katie. We'll talk to you sooner. We'll see you at one of the fairs.
Sounds good. Thanks, David. Bye.
All right, that is it for On the Map. Tonight on the Dave Plyer Show is a WGN radio special as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of TV sitcom Happy Days with Marion Ross, Anson Williams, Donnie Most, and Henry Winkler. All coming up after the top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.